Nice to see you, Emily.
You as well.
What's
it's been
most,
a while.
What's the most exciting thing that you've been up to recently?
Last month, I went to New York.
Tell me about that.
It was a leadership retreat for a little side business that I have.
Yeah.
So we went out there. It was a five-day trip. We went out there for 2 days for the retreat and then a couple days of sightseeing and wineries and other things. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounded like a good time.
It was a great time.
Okay. Well, I haven't been to New York recently, so I'm jealous. I'm envious. So
it was very cold. It was right after they got the foot of snow or whatever, and it was 9 degrees.
I'm blaming
the whole
you.
Time.
I'm blaming you. You brought it back with you.
No, I did not.
That's the latest, Emily, for snow. Your snow total.
No, thank you on the snow. But I know it's February. Winter's not quite over. We'll just have to learn to live with it.
That's I guess. Suppose so. Let's talk about Nishna Productions. First off, development specialist. What's a development specialist? What do you do?
I wear lots of hats, so primarily fundraising, but I also do marketing and PR and community events,
okay,
among other things. Other duties is assigned.
The truth of it is Emily is always doing something.
Yes.
You are always doing something, Emily. So let's talk about recently held, right, the Night to Shine.
Night to Shine, okay. Yes. The Tim Tebow Foundation Night to Shine is hosted by the St. Mary's Church in Shenandoah,
mm-hmm,
but it was last Friday, and it was a great success. This was our second year having it, and we had 116 honored guests,
uh-huh,
and then we had 163, I think, volunteers.
Wow.
So that means that each of our honored guests was able to be partnered with a buddy,
yeah,
and they come in, and they go to dinner, and they walk the red carpet, and they sing karaoke, and they dance, and they have their picture taken. And it's a wonderful night.
It's fun.
It's so much fun. And honestly, a shout out to the high school kids that volunteered, because they really can connect with our honored guests and they really make the night special. And I'm not sure who has more fun, the high school kids or our honored guests, because they are all out there singing karaoke and dancing and just having a good time.
Did you dance?
One dance.
So will you do it again? Or can you do it every year? Or is
yes.
It, okay.
So the church in Shenandoah can apply for the grant each year.
Yeah.
The grant gets smaller each year because they count on the community to start growing and supporting this. And 100% the community has done that. So, yes, it'll always be the Friday before Valentine's Day. I almost said Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That is not the holiday we have this month. So it's the Friday before Valentine's Day.
I understand,
Day.
Emily. I understand. So, yeah.
And we will do it again next year, and we're looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, is it always in the same location, or does it rotate
yes.
around?
It will always be at the Elks Club in okay. Shenandoah.
Okay. That's so cool.
So, yes.
Fun. How long does it last? Like 5 to 9, 5 to 10, 4 to midnight? How long is it?
Listen to you, midnight. it is from 6 to 9.
Okay.
Is the official hours. And, of course, people start coming
sure.
in a little early. And
yeah.
getting them out the doors when they're having fun is a little hard. But
you had... How many honored guests?
We had 116.
And then how many volunteers?
163.
Wow.
And of those 116 guests, I would say between 65 and 70 of them were from Nishna Productions.
Okay.
So that means other agencies, other individuals who live in our community are also able to participate. And that's wonderful.
You're pretty enthused about the Night to Shine.
I am.
That was great.
I am. Because it's a chance to dress up and to have fun and to celebrate.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, our honored guests. It's a lot of fun.
Emily Martin with me, development specialist with Nishna Productions. You're hiring.
We are.
What are you looking for? Who are you looking for? How many people are you looking for?
We're looking for a lot of people, actually.
Okay.
Specifically in Montgomery County and in Malvern. We are looking for some direct support professionals. These are the people who work with our residents. So they would work in the houses and they would help provide just some lifestyle supports. It would depend on the residents exactly what they do, but they help prepare meals and they help them get dressed and they help them with their medications and transporting them to doctor's appointments and things along those lines.
Okay.
So again, it would depend on which house you're in, what exactly your duties are.
How many hours is it? Like a full-time job, full-time part-time?
Job.
Okay.
We do have part-time jobs. We also offer what we call floater positions.
Okay.
And so maybe you're somebody who doesn't, who gets bored easily when you do the same thing over and over again. So we have floaters where you can just go fill in at this house for a few shifts, and then you can go to another house and fill in for a few shifts, and just kind of work that way.
You have a lot of options.
We have a lot of people. Options, and we have amazing benefits. And
tell me about the package.
Oh well, the whole package. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So first of all, the starting pay. That's the first thing everybody wants to know. Starting pay is anywhere from $17 to $20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that would depend, of course, on your experience and then the location. There are people that we have that have higher needs, and so we pay a little bit more for their care.
Okay.
Then other benefits include your standard medical, dental, vision.
Mm-hmm.
They are amazing benefits. They really are very good benefits. But we also have a retirement program. We have the life insurance, the accident insurance. We have something called Zayzoon, if you're familiar with Zayzoon. Basically, it's a payroll program where you don't have to wait until payday to withdraw some of your funds.
Okay. All right.
So if you get in a bind and you need a little extra cash ahead of your paycheck, we have Zayzoon.
Zayzoon?
Uh-huh.
Zayzoon. Okay.
Zayzoon.
There you go.
We have a new program this year that helps with your, if you have questions about Medicare, you know, as you're getting close to retirement or benefits that you might have, and it's just a counseling program to help you plan for that.
Yeah.
We have ESP, so employee support programs. So if you need some mental health support, if you need some guidance and some other things, we have that available as well. All of that can be anonymous and free of charge.
And you have many of these positions, some really great employment opportunities for people.
We have many positions open.
How would one apply?
The best way to do that is to go to our website,
which
is nishna.org, and go to the careers tab. And there's a link on there that says apply now.
Nishna.org is your website.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the number one place to start.
That's the number one place to start.
Can they?
We do have listings on Indeed, so if people are out there looking for jobs, they can find us on Indeed. But the easiest way to do it is to go to our website. There's a careers tab, volunteer career.
Yes, there.
And if you scroll down, view current openings, there's a button.
There you go. A lot of information. You can click on that.
Yep.
You can work through that. There's a phone number and an email address. There you go.
Yep.
Perfect.
It's all right there.
Perfect. Okay.
And we do have other positions open in Page County, in Essex, and in Shenandoah. So if you are in those areas and you would like to apply, that's an option as well. They are all listed on the website. But our primary need right now is Malvern and Montgomery County.
Okay. So reach out.
Yes.
If you know somebody, if you're looking, want to know more about it.
And we will take entry level. You don't have to have experience.
Do you have to be 18 or
to? You have to have graduated high school.
Okay.
That's the primary thing.
Yep.
Okay. And some of our positions require more experience, but we do have several entry level positions.
Okay. Very good. So talk to me about your next event that is upcoming, Emily.
We are super excited.
Yeah.
You are the first to hear about it.
Yes.
We are hosting a coffee at our office here in Red Oak, at the Red Oak Administration Building, just on the south end of Broadway there, on March 17th. We're not going to exactly call it a St. Patrick's Day coffee because there's not going to be any Irish coffee served. However, it is on St. Patrick's Day. So come join us at 8:30 on the 17th, and we'll serve coffee and donuts and...
Wear your green and show up.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, I am not promising you won't get pinched if you don't wear green.
So, people are invited to that. 8:30 on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th.
Yeah.
South end of Red Oak, or on Broadway before you get to the tracks.
204 South Broadway, right before you get to the railroad tracks.
You betcha. All right. Talk to me. One of the things that Nishna Productions is doing, has done and continues to do, is to place people in residential areas. How many houses do you have through your service area?
It changes.
Yeah.
I think we're at 27 now.
Okay. So what, several?
So lots.
Yeah. Is that growing as well?
It is growing. So something your listeners are hearing for the first time here is that we are working on building a new house here in Red Oak.
Details coming.
Because
you're going to just leave me right on the edge here.
I am leaving you right on the edge. Oh. We are waiting for the paperwork to be signed. And so until everything's, all the T's are crossed and I's dotted, we can't give any more information than that. However, we are working on building a new house in Red Oak.
Okay. So we'll stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. Okay. So tell me some of the services. I'm looking at your website and I see like linens and textile services, residential, day have, all of those.
Yes.
What are some of the things, kind of that big picture view of what Nishner Productions does?
Our largest service area is our residential. So the 27 homes that we have have anywhere from one person living in them up to usually four. We have one home that houses eight.
Yeah.
But we provide residential services for people who have disabilities, who have a diagnosis, who may have some mental health issues. And so we provide support for them. We want them to live in the communities where they feel comfortable, where they feel at home. Our staff does not live in the houses with them. They work shifts. It is the residential home of those people, not the staff. We also have a day hab program. So this is a program Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 3:20. And that is for any of our residents who live in other agency houses or who live with their parents or on their own can come to our day hab program, and they go on field trips and outings. They do volunteer work. They work on life skills. It's just something to do Monday through Friday during the day.
Okay.
We have day hab programs in Red Oak, Shenandoah, and Glenwood. So we serve the three biggest communities in the area that we serve.
Okay.
And SWTA is great about helping us provide transportation to get people to those programs. Then we also have our career employment, or community employment, CE for short. And that is when one of our individuals come to us and say, I want a job.
Yep.
We help them. We help learn what they're good at. We help assess what they can learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then we help them find jobs in the community. We've been posting lately on our Facebook page. We have people at the YMCA. We have people at Hy-Vee. We have people at Fairway. We have people at the courthouse. We have people at our offices. We hire our own people to come in and help with the cleaning. At local hotels, out at H&H Ford. What is it called?
TNT Ford. Yes.
I knew it wasn't called what it used to be. So out at TNT Ford, we have people. So we have a lot of our folks that work in the community, and we have job coaches that help with that. And that's one of the areas, too, that we need.
So if someone, staff. So let's say if there are employers out there that would like to work with you, what do they do? We can reach out through your website as
they
well.
They reach out through our website. Absolutely.
Now, do you go actively seek those employers?
Yes.
But if someone says, you know what, I want to do this.
Yes.
They can reach out to you.
100%. And it's nice because it's pretty low risk for our employers, because as the individual is learning the job, we have a job coach right there with them.
Okay.
And so it's not going to take another staff away from that employment, place of employment, to train this person. We provide that job coach. The employer would pay the person that they hired.
Yeah.
Nishna pays the job coach to make sure that that person is successful.
So consider it.
Yes.
I mean, consider it. It's a great thing. I think it's win-win.
It is. And if employers can be flexible, they might have an opening for 20 or 30 hours. But if they can fill that with maybe two people,
right,
three people, then that would be great for us.
Well, and I think a lot of people are flexible, maybe more today than 30 years ago.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe more since COVID.
Yeah, I mean, especially since COVID. It's kind of changed.
It has.
You know, the work schedule and that is, for better or worse, however you feel about that, right, Emily? Some people have their opinions all over, but it has changed.
It has changed.
Does present opportunities that maybe were not available.
And it allows us to be creative.
Yeah.
So that everybody can be successful.
Yeah. Cool. Emily Martin with me. Emily is the development specialist with Nishner Productions. Your home office is where?
I would say officially our home office is in Shenandoah.
Mm-hmm. Serving what area, geographic area?
Geographically, we serve Montgomery, Mills, Page, and Fremont counties. We do a little bit of job coaching over in the Bedford area. So what is that, Taylor County?
Mm-hmm.
So we have somebody over there that we help with community employment.
How many employees do you have at Nishner Productions?
About 180.
And looking for more?
Looking for more, absolutely.
How many residents do you serve? Or, I mean, and that's maybe a difficult question.
How many individuals do we serve? There you go. Yeah, yeah. Because resident, I mean, we have a lot of people that we serve that don't live in an Nishna house.
Yeah, that's true. So individuals.
We serve between, and it can fluctuate again, but between 225 and 240 is roughly where we're at right now.
It's good work you're doing.
It is. Yeah. And it's bigger than a lot of people usually imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but your home office, like you say, would be Shenandoah. You have an office here in Red Oak.
We do have an administrative office here.
Yeah.
And a day hab program.
Are there other offices in your other communities?
We do have an office in Glenwood.
Okay.
So, yes, three offices, three day habs.
Where do you work out of?
Primarily out of the Red Oak admin office.
Okay. But you go all over. As per earlier our conversation, Emily's everywhere doing everything.
I go everywhere.
You're all over the place. So, all right. Anything else? Emily Martin with me, by the way, from Nishna Productions. Anything else, Emily, we need to touch on?
A little teaser, our golf tournament's coming up in the summer.
Uh-huh.
So we'll talk more about that before we get to that point. But it's going to be July 9th.
Okay.
So any of your listeners who are participating in our golf tournament, it will be July 9th this year. And last year it was here in Red Oak. So this year it will be in Shenandoah.
We will talk about that more when we get a little closer, but
yes,
pencil it in.
Yes.
So
save the date.
You bet. You bet that. Go ahead and get your phone out and set a reminder, put it in your calendar, whatever you do, however you do that. So, or write it on your calendar.
I say I'm old school. I have my calendar right here. I pull out my calendar.
Yeah, I understand. So, okay, Emily, what else do we need to touch on?
I think that might be it for now.
Thank you for being flexible.
Yeah, not a problem.
I certainly appreciate it very much. Thank you for being flexible. It is a pleasure to get to visit with you. Always look forward to it.
I always enjoy coming.
So where are you going? Where are you going next? New York last time.
Yes.
Where's the next big trip?
At the end of March, I'm going to St. Louis, and that's just a vacation.
Oh, okay.
That's just fun. Right. And then I'll go to Chicago in July.
Look at you.
So.
All right. So New York, St. Louis, Chicago.
Yes.
All right.
I'll get to the West Coast eventually.
Sounds great. Emily, it is a pleasure to visit with you. Make it a great day.
Thank you.
Emily Martin with me again, the development specialist with Nishna Productions. A winter weather advisory in effect for portions of the country, sunshine.